Amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The city of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for 2 full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS treat varicose veins that affect 1 out of 2 people age 50 and older and nearly 25% of all adults. Varicose veins are uncomfortable and unattractive. Symptoms include nighttime leg pain, skin discoloration, skin wounds, and irritation. These symptoms are most common in women ages 30 to 70, and treatments usually consist of a painful surgical procedure called vein stripping. MIGS patients can now take advantage of a new minimally invasive procedure that usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. Because it's minimally invasive and requires no large incisions, patients can usually be back at work the following day. For more information, contact MIGS at 445-9700. MIGS is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for 2 full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fed, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFed for more.
The Alexandria River Fed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
We'll be right back.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. The official OPT Network. Oh, yeah. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Be Fulfilled Tuesday. I'm going to tell you, you have the opportunity, as I do, to be fulfilled. All you got to do is say it, claim it, declare it, decree it. And you know what? The universe will bring it right back to you. We hope that you're off to a great start on this Tuesday morning, May 6th. If you're just getting started, however, it's 7:41 local time, 8:41 Eastern. And as always, we remind you every single morning that school is in session. And by the way, school is winding down quickly. We're headed straight toward the summer and the heat and kids being out of school. But for now, they're still in school, finishing up, getting ready for the end. And as we are getting ready for the end, we want to remind you to make sure that you're watching out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. You already know they're in effect until 9 a.m. They resume again at 2 p.m. And it seems like once you've gotten your day started, you get out and about, school zones are flashing already again. Please help our bus drivers. You know, it seems more and more to see we're meeting bus drivers, people who are responsible for getting our kids there, and they do an incredible job. And, you know, we can only remember what it was like riding a bus, but we know that there was probably always too many kids, too much going on, and a lot for one person to handle. So if you'll keep that in mind this morning and slow down for our bus drivers, slow down through those school zones and stay engaged. Make sure every single morning, I'm going to tell you, every single morning, people, we're all so busy. We're wearing our busy badge. We're wearing it first thing in the morning. We're on those cell phones. We're multitasking. And I don't know if you guys have noticed or not, but not only is traffic growing in the Twin Cities and really throughout the country, more people are driving, more young people are on the road. But as we are moving toward Mother's Day weekend, we're going to have more people coming into the cities, making them even more congested. Yesterday, as we were headed from the microphone and headed to the office, we saw somebody in from North Carolina. And we knew that they didn't have a clue about where they were or really how to navigate the landscape of this area. And so you got to have a humility, having a humility for others, making sure that you're watching out not only for your fellow driver, but for pedestrians, for people on bicycles. You know, people are getting it however they can and however they need to. And so we all have to be responsible. Y'all, it's Tuesday morning, and I tell you, DC and I feel, you know, we're feeling better. We are fellowshipping with our family, and we're going through the process, but it is all good, and we just declare and decree that it is well. DC, how are you this morning?
Doing pretty good, Mother.
Absolutely. You know what? We popped up this morning. We're refreshed. We're revitalized. And ready to get to it, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, everybody. We have an incredible show on point. And it is a show that if you are a mom, if you're a stepmom, you'll want to stay in tune for, because so many families and so many of our friends are coming together in what are now being called blended families. And as we approach Mother's Day, a lot of families are still challenged by how to make those blended families work and how to make a harmonious situation out of situations that can just sometimes be very, very tenuous. You know, you've got yours, I've got mine, and we come together. Who's right, who's wrong, and who's going to win? It sort of becomes... It can become a battle if you're not careful and if you don't understand how to approach these kind of situations with care, with understanding, and with a lot of God in the center. And that's what's going to be on point this morning. Let me first remind you that Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Offices is a third-generation lawyer here in Central Louisiana, and you can contact attorney Chris Roy Jr. by phoning 318-487-0991. Don't forget about minimally invasive image-guided specialists, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. And for more information, you can phone 318-445-9700. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. Don't forget, they've got the new clinic. And if you have not had the opportunity to go to the clinic, well, you know, we hope that you hadn't, but if you've needed to, it is a wonderful clinic. It's called Incarnate Word Community Clinic. It's located at 3351 Masonic Drive, right here in Alexandria, across from Cabrini Hospital. They have urgent care. They have physician's appointments. But best of all, no charge. So what you can do is either walk in or you can phone for an appointment, 318-448-6800. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her incredible team doing bigger, better, greater things throughout Louisiana. The number to phone, 318-346-2540. Or if you're in Opelousas, you can phone 337-942-9939. It's 746. You're on point. The official OPT Network. We're going to get a break here, everybody, but we're back with more right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Violet Business.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. It's set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFed for more.
The Alexandria River Fed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th. From 11 till 1 that day, everyone in the community is invited to come shred. And you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare. is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Bavall's Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now, what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Drums, please.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past.
Woo-hoo!
Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park, a place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise, honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Yet hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out fun, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show.
Everybody come looking real fine. Fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Oh yeah, summer madness is well on its way. Hey, do you remember when that cut dropped, DC?
1990.
Summer madness. And you know what? As we are approaching Mother's Day and the summer, it just puts you into that vibe of getting ready for the summer. And you know, we tell our young son all the time, because in Bunky, when we grew up, you know, driving two was just, it was the thing to do.
2-3 miles per hour. Country living.
Low riding, leaning to the side, looking cool. You know, that just takes you back. I mean, it just takes you back to a day when, you know, summer was great, good, clean, fun. And you know what? We just have to implore those things and remember that. And as we talk about the summer, I don't know, ladies, if you got the memo or not, if you read the article about, you know, gel nails, you know. Of course, we don't just wait until summer to get our nails done, but some of us really kick into overdrive in the summer. It is just imperative that your toes and your hands are right on point. Well, now a new article is saying that gel nails are cancer-causing, or there is a risk for skin cancer, and this is according to a warning that was put out by the New York School of Medicine. And they say that the lengthy dose of UV light used to dry the gel nails, I am so guilty wearing them as we speak, is known to damage skin cells, much the same way that tanning beds, assistant professor of dermatology, Dr. Chris Agden, said that, you know what, it is just as bad as if you were tanning. And he said people who frequently get gel manicures should consider their skin risk and their risk of skin cancer, because UV light is needed to cure those gel nails. In fact, I mean, that's the thing that I love the most, is that you put your hands under the gel light, under the light, and it like bakes that polish on, and within about 5 minutes, they're dry, no mess, and we felt like, oh, it's a miracle. Well, now they're saying the LED lamps that are used in drying your regular nail polish do not pose the same type of risk, but the UV lights do pose or can pose a risk for skin cancer. So FYI, you know, when I read the article, and it's been out for a while, and I've been wanting to share it with you, but, you know, I was kind of trying to figure out where I was in the spectrum, you know. Is it hype? Is it something that we need to consider? Do we need to stop getting gel manicures, or do we just need to go back to old school where it takes forever for them to dry? And the thing that we love, or the thing that I love the most about the manicure, is that it lasts for so long. It's kind of like having the acrylic nails, but they're your own nails and they last and there's no chipping. Whereas if you have just a regular manicure, within about 2 days, if you're lucky, you know, you can wear it and they look neat and they look crisp and pristine. But after day two, they start looking raggedy. And so it's almost like you've spent the money on a manicure and polish that doesn't last. So this is just something that dermatologists are saying, something we need to all be mindful about. It's expensive. It's more expensive than just the regular manicure. And it could be even a little bit more dangerous. So as we are ushering summer in and getting ready and doing all the things that we do, and we know that nail salons are going to be jam-packed probably starting on tomorrow for Mother's Day, we're all getting pampered, we're all getting beautified. And even those ladies who are using tanning beds, you know, for years and years and years, dermatologists have said to women, that the UV lights from tanning beds pose a risk of cancer. But in our need to want to be sun-kissed and thinking that staying out of the sun is better, and going into the tanning bed is going to be more effective, you know, it presents challenges. So, you know, for those of you who are tanning, for those of you who are using, or those of us, excuse me, who are using gel manicures or getting gel manicures, it's just really something that we want to think about. And I know that I'm thinking about it and I'm wondering, you know, do I stop? Do I, you know, lay off and not go as much? You know, is there a solution? You know, and then there will be the critics that will say, you know, everything is going to give you cancer. So I'm just going to do what I want to do. So I guess it's just one of those judgment calls that we all have to make. But this morning, as I'm looking at my nails and I'm ready for another manicure, you say, wow, you know, am I doing damage? And then, ladies, you know, of course, as we get older, because the skin on our hands are a lot thinner, it starts to age and it starts to show the age. And so it can create sunspots and it can create aging on your hands as well. So, you know, I don't know what the answer is, but we're going to keep a watch on that. And we're going to look at what dermatologists are saying. And we're going to try to, I'm going to try to do maybe not as many, you know, maybe make those manicures stretch out a little bit longer. And, you know, just try to be safer. Use more hand moisturizing, more moisture on your hands to keep that drying process from happening. But, you know, it's summer and everything is in bloom. The weather is beautiful. If you're on your way this morning, it is a crisp, another crisp, cool morning. And I'm telling you, you know, before the summer heat, the Louisiana heat really gets here, we are just basking in the beauty of the weather. And the temperatures are really, really optimal. So a lot of people are getting ready for their celebrations on Mother's Day. A lot of people are trying to, you know, get their houses in order and get their activities together. So it's really an exciting time. And that brings us to Mother's Day and what our conversation is going to be about. There are so many of us that celebrate Mother's Day, but then there are others of us that are challenged by Mother's Day. And so we're going to talk about some of those challenges and what people, you know, are challenged by. Sometimes you just think automatically, you know, Mother's Day is, you know, is all that. But some people have real challenges on Mother's Day. So, you know, it's going to be a great conversation. And we look forward to our guest. We've gotten an expert on the subject that's talking about blended families and what that means and how we can better navigate those and how people can start to understand. You know, sometimes you bring families together and you just don't understand logistically how it will work because sometimes we're just caught up in what TV has shown us works. And of course, it's TV and it just doesn't work quite the same in real life. And so we know many families that are really challenged by blending kids together, blending moms and dads who've been single or who've just come out of relationships and come together and try to create a dynamic that works for everybody. And I'm going to tell you, it's no easy task. We don't know personally, but we know friends and families that are going through it that are really trying to figure out how to make it work and how to keep everybody happy and comfortable and how not to step on, you know, anybody's toes. And so this morning, that's going to be the topic of conversation, and it's going to be a great conversation, especially for those people, DC, that are challenged with those issues. And we've said, you know, I was saying to someone the other day, I said, you know, when you have a blended family and then each of you come from whatever relationship you come from, and then you come together and marry and you blend your kids and their kids. And then when that doesn't work out, you know, and especially if you're young, you divorce and separate again. And then you know that if you're young enough, or wanting to have another relationship or another marriage, then you look at going into that yet a third time. And so statistics show that more than 40% of American families today are blended families. And this is a topic that is so relevant in today's age of things changing, families changing, the dynamic changing. And women find themselves, you know, either dating, engaged, or married to a man with kids. And it's almost impossible today to date a man or to date a woman who doesn't have at least one child. And I have had friends or associates, and we talk about the whole situation, and they're like, I'm not gonna date a man with kids. Well, it's almost impossible. So, you know, it brings some challenges, and we're gonna get to it in just a little bit. What are we doing? Hey everybody, this segment is sponsored by Hixon Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixonhasit.com. I got it. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Credit Union with Heart. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for those who need a little help. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Don't forget, for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, McDonald's. I'm loving it. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Also, Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage are helping you refinance, invest, or just purchase a new home. The number to phone, 318-561-8020. Also, the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. We're going to get a break here, everybody. It's 6 minutes after 8. You're on point. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this. Is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office.
This is Joe Green from the Joe Green Leadership Institute in Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, have a thought with my friend's On Point talk about today. We want to look at success. Many of us think success is what people have told us, but the truth is success is in life depends upon the three I's: integrity, intelligence, and industry. If you find his place, if we find our place, it fuels the person that to become a successful man. We have to find our niche in life, and keep in mind, as we work through this, our integrity is who we are when nobody is looking. Our intelligence is what God has put in us, and our industry is how we apply that to work. Now keep this in mind for me. All men are intelligent, but not all men are intellectual. So if we find our intelligence, what God has put in us, we will discover that knowledge is what's known, the apprehension of facts in the mind, and wisdom is the application of facts in life. And that's where our intelligence comes. So be intelligent, be hard, be successful, work hard, watch God bless you, and nobody can stop you from becoming who God created you to be. Have a good day.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of San Luis finest foods.
Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fed, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFed for more.
The Alexandria River Fed, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Southern Heritage Bank wants to welcome home our veterans and thank them for their service. If you have served in the military and are interested in obtaining a VA loan, the mortgage department at Southern Heritage Bank is ready to assist you. VA loans do not require a down payment or private mortgage insurance. They also have great rates, which lowers the payments, making your new home more affordable. Let Southern Heritage Bank serve you. Call Johnny Snow at 443-2799 or visit shbnet.com. That's shbnet.com.
An equal housing lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show. And
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, I know that you're on your car, in your car on your way by now. It's 17 minutes after 8 local time, 17 minutes after 9 Eastern time. And this morning, you know, I've already kind of set up what we're talking about. We're talking about blended families and how we can all maybe begin to understand it, work through it, and live and thrive just a little bit better. Our guest this morning is Laura Petherbridge. She's an international speaker, respected counselor, divorce recovery expert, and an experienced stepmom. Her book, 101 Tips for the Smart Stepmom. Laura, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Absolutely. So, Laura, this is a conversation. This is a subject that many people are familiar with. So we need not ask you why you thought it was important to write this book. Let's jump right in and talk about blended families and bringing those families together and the dynamic involved in that.
Yes. Well, one of the most important things to understand is the reason why stepfamilies are so complicated is because all stepfamilies are formed and birthed out of grief.
Mm.
A death or a divorce or a breakup of a relationship had to have occurred in order for the stepfamily to be forming. So therefore, you have either a death or a divorce or a breakup of a family relationship, and that's how the stepfamily came into being. And so it's very important to understand that the reason the pain is so severe, that it's so complicated, is because there's grief, loss, hurt, anger, coming into the relationship. And that's really vital to understand.
And so, Laura, you start to talk about your own experience and really that being sort of the birthing process of how this book came into fruition. Let's talk about your own experience.
Well, I was raised, I had two stepmoms myself growing up. My dad remarried two times after he and my mom divorced. So when I went through my own divorce and then was looking into remarriage to a man with two children who were 11 and 13 at the time, I thought, well, I've got this down. I'll know how to do this really well because I had two stepmoms myself. So I'll just do the thing, the opposite of what they did, and I'll be fine. So I very naively thought that because I had had a stepmom, that taught me how to be a stepmom. And I was completely wrong. I was just naive. I didn't know what I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And now we have survived 28 years. I've been a stepmom 28 years, and those 11 and 13-year-olds are now grown up with children of their own. But I'll tell you, it was a really difficult battle, a difficult struggle, and there were many times when I really just wanted to get out of the marriage, not because I didn't love my husband, mm-hmm. but because of the complexities.
And those are the dynamics that begin when you begin. When you blend families together. And I want to first start to talk about what each person brings to the table. And sometimes, as sad as it is to say, but it's really true, one person or the other, or maybe both, is wearing a mask about who they really are and what they yeah. really will stand for in this blended family. Let's talk about really unveiling the mask.
Yes. Well, one of the things I do with couples when I do life coaching with them, either before they marry or remarry or even afterwards, is to talk about the process that they went through after their divorce or after the death or after the breakup of the relationship. Because most people do not take the necessary time to heal. After that, they just jump into another relationship very quickly,
mm-hmm.
and they haven't grieved the death or the divorce that has occurred. And so that's how we often do put on these masks, and sometimes it's not intentional. As a matter of fact, I'd say most of the time it's not intentional. It's not malicious. It's not meant to be hurtful, but we have wounds that are buried deep inside that either come from our childhood and we never got fixed, mm-hmm. or they come from that past relationship or the grief of losing that relationship. And see, we bring all of that into the new relationship. When you add on top of that, that now we add grieving children, mm-hmm. grieving, hurting children, and all children who go through this are grieving. I don't care what society tells us mm-hmm. and that kids are resilient and they bounce back and all of that stuff. It's incorrect. Read any statistics about children in these circumstances, and it will tell you that children struggle and grieve over these things, and children are at least 2 to 3 times behind adults in the grieving process. So if it takes an adult 2 or 3 years to grieve the death of their marriage, whether either due to death or divorce, it takes the child twice as long as that to grieve the death of their parents' marriage. So that's why you've got all of this coming in, all of this baggage, and if we're wearing a mask and we're not revealing who we truly are, mm-hmm. that's going to come out very quickly.
And so what should the process be? Because I know you have a lot of great tips, but for those people that are saying, Laura, you're really talking about me, if I'm honest, those people that are listening that are saying, yes, my kids are hurt, I'm hurt, but at this point, I need a mother for my kids, or I need a dad for my kids, and he looks good on paper. I love him. He loves me. We will make it work. What's the first thing that couples that are coming together really and truly need to consider?
Well, the one statement that you made that it was the most profound, and many single parents think this, my child needs mm-hmm. a daddy. My child needs a mother. Mm-hmm. That's where the erroneous thinking comes in. Because what the child needs when they've lost their parent, either to death or divorce, They need a godly, stable, single parent. They need a single parent that is emotionally solid, emotionally stable, is not on a roller coaster, is not still grieving, is not still angry and bitter and dealing with all of this stuff. And so when a single parent starts thinking, I need a new mommy or daddy for my child, mm-hmm. that is the first indicator that they are not ready to remarry. Because you should not be remarrying to replace the former spouse. And I know that sounds twisted and backwards because, again, even society tries to tell us, oh, replace that daddy right away. That is not what the child needs. Because the children do not view, when they're real, real young, they may view a new step-parent as an addition. But as they get older, even if the person, the mother or father married when the child was younger, as they get older, they begin to resent that. The child views the remarriage as, I'm losing the one parent I had. I am now losing that mother or father to this new marriage. And we don't like to talk about that. We don't like to think of it like that. But if we're looking at it through the child's eyes, mm-hmm. and that is true even if the child was all for the marriage. I've lost count of the number of people that contact me and say, my kids absolutely loved the guy I was dating until the day we got married. Now they can't stand him. Now they hate him. My kids loved the woman I was dating. They were all for me getting married. And now they hate her. What happened? Mm-hmm. Well, what happened was it dawned on them, this isn't an addition to my life. This person now shares my father's affection, home, everything else, and I've now taken a secondary role. Mm-hmm. And if the marriage is going to survive, mm-hmm. they have to take a secondary role.
Absolutely.
And that's the part we don't like hearing.
And so for those couples that are going through this very same thing. Their kids love him. I love him. It's all good. We're coming together. But then we come together and the reality sinks in is that now there's another person to share all of these things with, including discipline. Now, when you're in the dating stage, everybody is got their best face on.
Right.
Let's just face it. You do. And then when the woman comes in, if there's a man, then she comes in to do what women do, and that's to, you know, set the tone. You know, so
yeah.
Now kids have to deal with, it doesn't look like it used to look. So how do we deal with that aspect?
Well, the first thing I recommend to step-parents is to start reading some really good literature on step-families, in particular step-moms. Step-moms are the ones that are usually looking for a resource, and that's why I wrote the book that I wrote, because they're usually looking, this is way bigger than they thought it was going to be. It's way more complicated than they thought it was going to be. And so that's why I wrote it in bite-sized little nuggets,
mm-hmm.
because they normally can't sit down and read, you know, for long periods of time because there's too much chaos going on. And so my first suggestion would be get some good resources. Then attend a step family event, either a stepmom or a step family event, where you can learn some tools on who should be disciplining. You know, the step parent should not be the one disciplining the child for at least 2 years.
Wait, you gotta say that again, because somebody didn't hear that.
Not only did they not hear it, they didn't like it.
No, they didn't want to hear it. They're like, what?
That's right.
Really,
that's
Laura, right. 2 years?
Yes. And see, this is where, now this, I will tell you the one circumstance where that does not apply. When the child is in the new home full time.
Okay.
So let's use a scenario of where, because there are more and more, say, stepmoms that are full-time stepmoms now,
mm-hmm.
where the biological mom is either mentally ill, she's addicted to something, she's moved across the country to go meet her, you know, new love,
right.
and she's left her children, and now the stepmom is raising these children. They're in her home full-time. It tweaks a little bit under those circumstances because they're in her home 24/7. But even in that circumstance, in the initial stages of blending a step family, the biological parent needs to be the one to implement the discipline.
But let me stop you right there, Laura. But then what the stepmom is saying is that dad is not doing enough because he feels sorry for them. Their mother left them. Woe is them. And so they're getting away with murder.
That's right. That's exactly what happens. And that's why these women flock to my stepmom retreat, because they don't know what to do because dad refuses to step up to the plate.
Right.
But you see, she's got to learn how to step back.
Mm.
Because as long as she keeps stepping in, he'll keep stepping away. And so we give her very, very clear tools. Now, this is not mean. This is not, I don't want anybody to hear what I'm not saying.
Okay.
I'm not talking about becoming mean and vicious and nasty. But you have to step back and almost force dad to step in. Mm. Because if he knows that she'll take it on and she'll do it, then that just causes him to step back. And it's not because he's a bad guy, but it's because he's parenting out of guilt rather than a good place. And when we parent out of guilt, it always crashes and burns eventually.
And so this is why this conversation is so critically important, is because there are those instances where one parent or the other, and I have lots of friends who dads left or moms left for whatever reason, and they are parenting from a place of guilt.
Yes. And that in itself is a parenting issue almost more than it is a stepfamily issue. Even single parents struggle with this. When we parent out of guilt, we are crippling our children. And it is disastrous. And so you've got to learn how to stop parenting out of guilt. So that means attending classes. That means reading resources. That means learning how to say no. It means setting boundaries and doing it with love. And see, many of us were not taught how to do that. And so we need help. We need assistance. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely. So, Laura, this is such a hotbed conversation that our phone is ringing off the hook right now. And there's a caller that has a question that is in this situation, and she wants to ask you a quick question. Caller, good morning and welcome to the OPT.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
What's your question?
Yes, I have a question. If you're taking care, you know, you're the step and you're taking full custody of with your spouse, and he goes to school and work, and you're taking full care, clothes, feet and everything, the whole 100 yards, and she's, you know, rebelling against you, or, you know, she feel like she don't have to listen.
Mm. How do you deal with that, Laura?
Well,
thank you,
that's
caller.
A very common problem, because especially it sounded like what this lady said was that she's a full-time stepmom, that the children are with her pretty much all the time. And so what that means is there's been a loss of the mother.
Right.
And see, what she's dealing with is this child's rejection. Mm. When a parent leaves us and rejects us and abandons us, that is a huge wound to the soul. Whether we admit it or not, it is a huge wound to the soul, and that's whether it's a mother or a father.
Right.
But there is something unique about a mother leaving her child. It's almost like the word, you know, it's almost unthinkable. And so what this stepmom and dad have to recognize is they're dealing with a child that is dealing with the deepest assault to our soul that we can possibly have. So the first thing is, A, I'd get her to some counseling as quickly as you possibly can, because that is a soul-deep wound that's going to need some therapy. Number two, dad needs to privately sit down with his daughter and say, look it, I know you're hurting. I know you're wounded. I know I know that all this anger and snottiness that's coming out is because you're really mad at your mother and you're taking it out on your stepmother. But you know what? This is my home, and I love you. I'll never leave you, but I will not let you be disrespectful to my bride. That is my bride. I stood before God and vowed that I would honor her, and I've got to stick to that vow. And so I love you. I'll love you till the day I die, but you will not speak that way to my wife. And then he's got to implement some boundaries and consequences if the child keeps doing that. It is not the stepmom's job to do that. It is the father's job to do that.
Mm.
And when he won't, he's setting his home up for chaos. And that's when the stepmom, she needs to set boundaries with the husband, mm-hmm. not with the child.
Chaos.
That's where the problem lies.
Chaos and possibly even failure. Let's do this, Laura. Let's get a break here. But when we come back, we'll have more with Laura Petherbridge, 101 Tips for the Smart Stepmom. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for 2 full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim. What's wrong? He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine. I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for 2 full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fet, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Pilot Christmas.
The biggest show and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and invite you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. Our guest this morning is Laura Petherbridge. She's an international speaker, a respected counselor, a divorce recovery expert, and an experienced stepmom. And we're talking about 101 tips. And probably there are even more than that. But the book is called 101 Tips for the Smart Stepmom. And Laura, during the break, we were talking about there are so many scenarios and so many challenges. And we could hear from our caller that it's exhausting. So how do we break it down? I know there's no one set answer, but how do you break it down where people can begin to break the conflict and the bickering and come together and blend so that there can be some harmony?
Well, part of the first step is learning what's normal in a step family. So often after the marriage or after the union, you know, they're ambushed by all of these issues, and they're thinking, there must be something wrong with us. So part of the getting better, and I have so many stepmoms at my retreats tell me this, like, even if you hadn't told me anything, just being around other people who understand the pain and understand that this is normal, just learning that they're not going crazy and that it's a normal part of step-family living can be hugely beneficial, because it takes you out of the thinking, this is just happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
I must be a horrible, wicked stepmother. I have a chapter in my last stepmom book where I called The Wicked Stepmother. Did Disney have me in mind? Because I felt like such a wicked stepmother.
Did you?
And so part of it is learning that a lot of this is normal. And then the couple has to get alone and sit down together and unify. And we've got to stop viewing our spouse as the enemy in this circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get together and say, you know what? For this marriage to survive, we're going to have to unify. Now, often that means bringing in a third party. I do a lot of life coaching with people, you know, where they need a third party, somebody who is not emotionally involved in this,
mm-hmm.
who can help them to see where they're doing either the right or the wrong thing. You know, we were never meant to do life alone. So there's nothing wrong with getting coaching and help from somebody else, but you need to make sure it's someone who understands step families.
Right.
Because I get a lot of people that go to their pastor or something, and if he doesn't understand the step family dynamic, you could end up in a worse mess because step families are so different
mm-hmm.
than first-time families.
And isn't it important, let me stop you right there, isn't it important to note that you have to go to the right person? Because you said something critically important.
If your pastor is not experienced and doesn't have not only the knowledge, the information about how this works, it could create a far worse situation.
Yeah, I deal with people like that all the time. Or they go to a marriage retreat, or they go to a Sunday school class or a marriage conference or something like that that deals with marriage. And because the dynamics are so mm-hmm. different in a step family, what ends up happening is it makes them feel like they're doing something wrong, or that they are bad parents. But see, what fits and works in a first-time marriage normally does not work in a second-time marriage. And so that's why it's critically important that they be using resources and materials and attending events that are solely focused for the stepfamily dynamic. And it's very hard to explain that to marriage leaders that don't understand.
And I think that that's very true, and that's something that a lot of churches, a lot of organizations have not considered, that what works for the quote-unquote traditional family doesn't necessarily work for a family that is non-traditional, i.e. blended.
Exactly. And I'll give you just a real quick example of that. When the stepmoms come to my stepmom retreat, one of the first things they say to me is, because I tell them, it is very likely you will not love your stepchildren exactly the same way you do your own. So we've got this crazy nonsense in our society where we tell mm-hmm. people you're going to love this stepchild exactly the same way you love your own.
And let me stop you there. Isn't that a lie? Isn't that a lie?
It is a lie. How are you going to love someone else's child that you did not bring into the world, that you did not? I'm not talking about adoption. See, people who adopt, it's totally different. They can love that child as though it was their own because they both went into the circumstance in the same place, in the same way, wanting the child, bringing the child in, loving the child. Usually they get them when they're a baby, mm-hmm. and this was a joint effort. But when a child was raised by a different mother or a different father and you bring that child into the step-parent's life, it takes time. Now, I am not saying that you won't eventually grow to love that child and that you can't grow to love that child. You can, but it will be different. And you wouldn't believe, I can feel it in the room when I make that statement,
mm-hmm.
how they breathe this sigh of, oh, my gosh,
right.
Somebody finally said it. Because they go to church or they go with their mother or their auntie or something, and they go, you should be loving that kid just like, exactly the same way you love your own. And they feel so guilty
mm-hmm.
because they want to, but it's a different kind of love. And chosen love is still love. And so we got to stop beating ourselves up about that.
And, you know, I had a friend that is recently newly married in a blended family. And she said to me, Carlette, you know, we were having this conversation. And I said to her, I think it's probably okay if you don't like his kids. And she said, does that make me horrible? I don't like them.
Yes.
But.
And isn't that a horrible burden to, like, carry around? So to step-parents everywhere who are listening right now, it is normal that you will sometimes, some more than others, not like your stepkids. That does not give you permission to be abusive, cruel, mm-hmm. nasty, venomous, toxic, a bully.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't give you permission to do any of those things. It just means that you need to learn. You know, it's like hugging a porcupine.
Mm-hmm.
You're just learning to love, to hug a porcupine.
We love
and
that.
And it takes time.
Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, I think you're right on point, Laura. A lot of women, a lot of people needed to hear that it's okay. But we have to take it a step further, because when you really don't like that stepchild, and I said this to a couple, I said, I could notice how one person, a mom, brings her kids in. And as you said, you love your kids with an unconditional, unabiding, unabounding kind of love.
Yes.
But you don't love his kids like that. And so you're trying to strike a balance, hopefully. But there is a difference. And
absolutely.
And are you able to see
that you are making this difference? And if you can be honest with yourself, how do you fix it?
Yes. And you know, that's a process. Now, for me, I have to say the only way I've learned to do that is I've had to go to God and say, teach me how to love this child. Teach me. On my own strength, I really don't, not only do I not have the ability, I don't have the desire. And so, you know, I can only speak from my own perspective of, you know, God had to give me the ability to love my husband's children, even when they were being ugly or saying nasty things to me, or even when they really weren't doing anything that was, you know, out of the ordinary, just being kids. Things that in my own family I would normally just overlook or blow off or say, oh, well, you know, they'll get over it. It was 10 times worse and harder to do that with his children. And now I love my husband's kids, and now I have grandkids. See, and the grandkids only know me as Nana. Mm-hmm. They don't know me as step-Nana. They only know me as Nana because I've been in their life since they were born.
Right.
And that has helped because as I love on their children, that draws us closer together in a bond relationship. Who doesn't love somebody that loves on your kids?
Absolutely.
And so it's a whole different dynamic.
Absolutely. Laura, the book is absolutely incredible. Every person that is in this situation, that is going to be in this situation, that is considering remarrying or marrying someone who has children, this is a must-read book. It's called 101 Tips for the Smart Stepmom, Expert Advice from One Stepmom to Another. Laura, tell people how they can connect with your website, but most importantly, how they can get the book.
Yes, well, you can get it, but go into any place you buy books, so Amazon or anything like that, but you can also get a signed copy through my website, thesmartstepmom.com. And remember that this Sunday is Mother's Day. Mother's Day is often the worst day of the year for stepmoms. So if you're not a stepmom, you may know a stepmom that needs that resource and needs it for Mother's Day. So I just want to encourage anybody
Absolutely.
Out there that's thinking about that. So yes, thesmartstepmom.com, or you can get it right at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere.
Absolutely. Laura, you have been incredible. We love the book. Again, 101 Tips for the Smart Stepmom. Laura Petherbridge, it's a mouthful.
It is.
Has been our guest. Laura, thank you so much, and thank you for your insight, your wisdom, and such a great conversation.
Thank you so much for having a heart for stepfamilies. I truly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OT Network. We're going to get a small pause here, but we're back in a moment.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, this segment has been sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com.
Thank you.
The City of Alexandria is partnering with GATA and dozens of local arts organizations and coming back strong with the event that everyone in town and out of town was talking about last year. This is the second annual Alec River Fest, and you just gotta love it. Admission is free, so bring the whole family. It all starts Thursday evening, May 8th on 3rd Street with dinner on the bricks. Listen to some live jazz while sampling a variety of Senlaw's finest foods. Then on Friday at 4, Art Walk takes over our downtown streets for two full days with artists, vendors, and performers showcasing their talent. The party moves over the levee to the amphitheater Friday night with live music starting at 7. All day Saturday, you'll see the 4th annual Louisiana Dragon Boat Races on the river, while downtown keeps rocking with a full lineup of festivities, culminating with another awesome concert starting at 8:45. Get set for the Fest, May 8th, 9th, and 10th downtown. Visit Facebook.com/AlecRiverFet for more.
The Alexandria River Fet, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Dispose of your old paper documents safely and efficiently. Bring them to the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at 303 Edgewood Drive during our shred event on Thursday, May 15th. From 11 till 1 that day, everyone in the community is invited to come shred. And you don't have to be a member. That's Thursday, May 15th at our Pineville location.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Vols Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What? LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now, what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.